What's up, everybody? We're back. Hello. And I got fucking better news than great. Because not only is Crunchy here, but Crooked Thumb James is here, too. This motherfucker right here. He's really far away, and we only got one mic. Luckily, it's a good mic. So, I heard you hired a legal citizen to do some interior work in your home today. How did that go?
Well. Everything's going to get done for a reasonable price.
Reasonable price? Does he do good work? How'd that porch look?
That porch looked really good.
It looked good?
Yeah, like legit. What?
Crooked Thumb over here is having a fucking heart attack.
Okay.
He said porch.
Give me a second.
I don't know what's going on.
What?
What's going on?
James is making me laugh.
You guys are ridiculous.
Hold on. No, we're good.
You're a madman.
How did his work look? Like, was it clean?
Yeah, it looked good. Like, it looked legit.
Was there sheetrock on the porch?
What? No, it's all framed down shit.
So he just had the framework up.
Yeah.
Okay. You think he can finish the attic? I mean, the ceiling in a day? I keep saying the place has
an
attic.
Yeah, he says he's going to get that shit done on Tuesday.
Oh, tits. I can't wait to see it.
It's going to snow.
Yeah, but he lives in the park right behind it.
But he has to go to the Home Depot and get the shit.
There's a Herzog's right down the road.
No.
Well, he's not allowed there? They check green cards?
He's like, that's my snow. Nah, man.
Then you missed the whole beginning of it.
It's not cool, man.
Have you talked to Pap?
What? No, I haven't talked to Pap. My Pap chastised me for doing that shit. He's like, you should have got the apartment. And I'm like,
well, that's because he wants to live on your couch and jerk off when you're at work.
Oh, man. You think
he could still get a hard on?
Oh, jeez, man. What? Why are you bringing that shit out, man?
Bro, you haven't heard us talk about his dad, have you? His dad is like him, 7 inches shorter and 70.
Yeah.
Okay. And
no, he's like 60.
65. So we're in the middle. He's 30 years older than him. And it's like he should be in diapers, like a baby. He should be a baby.
Unfortunately, he's not lying.
His aunt and his girlfriend, his aunt and Pap's girlfriend pay Pap's rent. And Pap screams about thin crust pizza.
Yeah, I bought him over at Domino's.
And that thin crust is trash, though. Yeah. It's literally tortilla.
Yeah, I bought him over. And you pulled my hood.
Yeah, because you're looking the wrong way, dumbass. Okay. We got one mic. You got to face the mic when you talk.
I know. It was weird.
So tell us the Domino's stories with your dad. Because
So my aunt bought me a Domino's.
Two pizzas.
Like, yeah, that's special. Special with the two
pizzas. Of your favorite pizzas.
Yeah, and I only like the thin crust.
Because you're a girl.
Yeah, because thin crust is the best.
If you like estrogen.
It's like a saltine.
Listen, Dominers, that's how I say it.
Because you got to be dirt there to work there.
Yes, exactly. Congratulations.
Sounds like the job for me.
No, I really think that you can make it at your job, but thin crust pizza at Domino's is high in estrogen.
$800 a week from Domino's.
Right?
It's probably high in estrogen. Why do you have dirt on your face? You didn't even work today.
I did a little bit of the cleaning.
Bro. What? You cleaned your house.
Yeah, with my face.
What's wrong with you? All right, but go back to your dad. Back to your dad.
Okay. So, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to go spend some time with Pep. You know, I'm going to go do him a solid.
Brings him a pie pizza.
And I bring him a whole pizza.
It was probably cold.
And
to be fair,
he heated it up.
So it was basically eating a chip.
In the oven, he heated it up.
What toppings were on it?
It was just straight pepperoni.
Just pepperoni.
Yeah,
so it was
a crunchy guess. It's like a pepperoni
yeah.
pie.
Yeah, pepperoni.
Right? You were so a little background here. James at one point in time was Crunchy's delivery guy at Domino's. That's why this all makes sense, and this is all being tied together right now. Okay. And we used to get Domino's delivered to my house, too. And
yeah.
Crunchy would be so fucking happy. But continue. He heat up the pepperoni.
Yeah, he heat up the pepperoni. And then he took a bite of it and went, He made the
face. Like, he took a nasty shit and it cut his butthole.
Like, yeah, and then he put it down and he picked up a new piece from the middle this time.
And bit that too?
And bit that too. And then went.
And made that face again and was chewing. And what else did he do?
And then he went, no, can't eat it. I don't know why you got this thin crust. I don't like the thin crust. You should know I don't like the thin crust, but you got the thin crust anyway. Way to go. And I'm like, are you kidding? I just brought you food, man. Why?
It gets better, though. It gets better because I love it. What was your response?
Oh, I don't even remember how.
You don't remember how you responded because you told me the story. Can I take over?
I threw the pizza there.
Threw the fucking pizza at his TV.
Yeah.
What type of TV did your dad have?
He's got a flat screen. Wait.
He says it the way he says it because this is the best.
So it's not a flat screen.
It's not like an LED TV. It's like a flat screen with a big tube on the back.
Yeah, the screen is flat, but the tube is fat.
Yeah, dude, I can't say this enough about this fucking man. I fucking hate him. I've said it on the show before, and I say it every day off of it because he's constantly doing things that are annoying.
Yeah, it's like it's frustrating because he always does it like this is like the most messed up shit.
Yeah. Oh my god. Are you going to let him? So your cousin's going to might live with you?
I don't know. What are his talents? He's not talented. He's like borderline psychopathic. I'm going to have to get the bear mace.
Not hardworking. I got a taser.
You want a taser? I want bear mace. I want a bear mace.
Can we tase the little one?
No.
Well, I mean the big one.
No. We can't tase any of them. They're not hardened enough to understand that it's a joke.
It's
not a joke. Like, no, listen, you can't taste me, so we can't taste them.
Yeah, see, that's my point. Like, you can taste me, sure, whatever. It's just gonna burn.
Yo, these motherfuckers.
I eat that.
Used to chill at Dunkin', and they had the flashlight one. The one dude one night went around and he fucking caught almost everybody with it.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, you touch with that shit, motherfucker, stab you.
Well, all right, you gotta understand that you're wearing clothes and he's touching you through your clothing.
Yeah, but it's still not cool.
It's just a little zappy. Like, it's just
I've zapped myself.
What you got to worry about is the guy who wants to get you on the wrong skin, on the rare skin. Oh, come on.
That shit fucking hurt.
No, you got to be worried about the guy who wants to get you in, like, the neck. The guy who's, like, joking around, like, reaching into your shirt with it, you know? That's the guy you want to be worried about. I really don't think that many people need to be tasered because you can really mess somebody up. But, like, if you're like, yo, you taser yourself, I'll taser myself, and then you grab me and you're like, bow, 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 here, your turn, and they do it, that's even better. Because some people don't realize, like, when you do it, you don't want to press hard, you just want to press enough to be, if you press hard, you can block your whole body up.
Yeah.
And you got to get them to pull the pant leg up. That's the trick. You pull the pant leg up, pop, right to the body. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's a fun game. Yeah. See, I knew this kid.
So, like, my back's fucked up, right? So, like, they want to make sure my nerves aren't fucked up, my arms and shit. Because when I wrench under a car, my arm goes numb.
That's my strong hand.
So I had an EMG. Let me tell you, I didn't know what the fucking EMG was until I got there.
Ah, what'd they do to you?
They fucking shocked my arms.
Yeah, of course, you dumbass.
Dude, I feel like it's been worse ever since, though.
Probably.
Probably.
You want to know what you should
do? I do like the...
I don't want to say it in front of many people because I'm just a parrot at this point. I'm a broken record. Why don't you look into inflammation of the brain? Because, like, I know a lot of it, you just came out with a fucked up thumb, but, like, there's, like, but you think that, and then you're like, oh, wait, look at that. It probably wouldn't work for you.
Yo, my boy has a cyst on the back of his, like, neck right here, and it's causing him migraines. The doctor told him it's normal.
Yeah, I'm done with doctors. Everybody, everybody in the world needs to look up Dr. Mark Gordon.
Every day? Fuck that.
Yeah, migraines every day. You're fine. There's nothing we can do. I don't have the time for this.
5G.
And then this one in between us, he hasn't had medical insurance since the Challenger blew up.
You had a Challenger?
Yeah. No, the aircraft in the 80s.
Oh, shit. Are you that old?
Yeah.
No. He's 35.
Oh, all right. I'm not the oldest.
1985, all right, cool. Baby. Born in 1985.
You'll be 36 this year? You're 4 years from 40. Suck it.
Yo.
I mean, I'm
36 this year. I get to whale. I'm going to hit you 37 times for your birthday. Yeah, no. And I'm going to do I'm going to do a Dustin Poirier combo on you like he did to Connor. That's what's going to happen.
No.
Right into your arm. Just pow, pow, pow. All into one arm. 37 times.
No.
Yeah, you're not going to see it coming.
I'm going to...
Nah, just give it to him one day.
Get
one
a lot day. Of beer cans.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm going to make beer can armor for my birthday.
I'm still going to do it.
Beer
I'm gonna hit the beer cans.
Arbor.
I'm gonna rock the fucking beer cans harder than you can imagine.
Barbed wire beer can armor.
I'm not worried about that.
Sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
So tell me a little bit more about your cousin because we got a little bit off track. I want to know about this man without saying his name. You gotta tell me.
He's off. Like he might be like.
Look, and it's a 10:47, and that's my lucky number. So happy, look at the fucking screen. I hate
you're
this.
So weird.
It just
you're
pops
like,
up everywhere.
Do
bro.
Me a favor, Kanji. Hit him in the face.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay, that's a joke. I just wanted to see if he would flinch, but he's not you. Crunchy. He's not you. If you say, yo, hit Kanji in the face, whoever, in whatever direction they're in, he's jumping out of the way.
Yeah.
No, he's got to be able to see it. You know, I don't know what the thing about Crunchy is. He's like 280 pounds, but he's really nimble. Like, he could jump out of the way of a train with like half a second to spare. I'm not even joking. He's really good
nimbly
at these things.
Nimbly bimbly.
Nimbly bimbly. He's like a Viking.
It's not like
up the back of a truck.
Upwards, yeah.
No, I just stopped playing video games, dude. I'm kind of just stuck on the Switch because I have to like redeem myself for selling it because I'm stupid and I sold it and then got it back. Got the same exact Switch back.
Like that's I couldn't do it.
Just so we're all clear, I sold my Switch and got the same exact one back. You cannot fuck with me. I am the man. Okay? Yeah. You want to know what? I'm going to write down the VIN of my car, and I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to get it back.
Okay.
Why would I get rid of it in the first place?
That needs to go.
Yeah.
You need a new one.
That car needs to go, buddy.
I finally hit 16,000 miles. My
yeah,
car.
I'm still not at 100,000, and I'm really surprised that I made it through a year. I made it to 2020 without hitting 100,000 miles on my four-year-old car.
Yeah, that's wild. New Jersey City.
Yeah, but you want to know what?
6 miles a day.
If I keep it until some point, and I think it's like April of 2021, without hitting 100,000 miles, I reach 25,000 miles a year for 4 years, which isn't too bad, but still stupid. Just so we're clear, my car's is 2017.
It's average, though, these days.
It is? Yeah, I don't want that car.
I mean, when I had I bought my Impreza in 2017 with 35,000 miles on it. And I traded it in.
Buy me a PS5.
Fuck the PS5.
I'm still, like, I've just been fucking with him since he got the money, and I've just been telling him to buy me a PS5.
I'm really, you just go on fucking eBay.
I might go buy.
No, I'm going
to
wait.
Spend the extra $200 to get one.
No, I'm no problem waiting until it's not a problem.
And, like, taxes.
Yeah, but I have no problem waiting until it's not hard to get. I was just being a dick.
My buddy got
joking.
A fucking 1X.
You're going to hit everything if you do that.
Series X for $600, $700, $600.
Yeah, I'm not cool with paying that. I'm not cool paying $500 for a system, but if he's going to buy it, I'm cool with that. Not even going to lie to you about
so
that.
So I was creating a Pokemon game.
You're creating a Pokemon game.
I am. Actually, I have a program. It's an RPG maker.
Really?
But it's based out of like some other country. So
okay.
I ran out of the trial of it, so I was going to buy the fucking thing.
How much is it?
It was on sale for like $3.
Ah.
Yeah. So I was like,
you both Jewish. You got like multiple digits in the bank and you both like, I'm not spending more money on something.
Yeah, but like, so I bought it and it was supposed to email me the code and it's never emailed me the code. So I gotta like get a hold of you.
That's
but
cool.
It's sick.
I've been keeping the secret from everybody. I bought a mystery box.
Like
no, that's not a secret. I bought a mystery box. I bought two actually. Chance in it, the potential of the mystery box is that like there could be a PS5, an Xbox Series X, or a laptop, an iPhone. Like it's they're electronics mystery box. I didn't spend more than $50, so I don't expect anything great in that.
Like on eBay?
No, off of my website. But here's the problem: I got the tracking information, and the company's like, we didn't receive a package from these people in the last 30 days. You might want to contact them. So yeah, Facebook ads get you. Facebook ads will get you every time.
You ordered it on a Facebook ad?
Yeah.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah. I was like, that's not smart.
I always get, whenever I do that, I get it. It's just like shitty. And I was like, whatever, we can open them on the show, you know? Like, one of you can be on my phone looking it up.
You know what we could do, though? GameStop has shit like that.
Yeah, but they only have, I was looking for, like, a laptop because I need a better laptop so I can get the app. I need a, that's, like, what I need. Right, I need, like, a couple year older laptop, but not something that runs off Chrome.
By the way, I got stock in Nokia, so we'll see what happens there.
I got stock in AMC.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
my boy had stock in
Fubu TV, buddy.
Dogecoin.
Fubu TV. Watch Fubu TV
he
next.
He had stock in Dogecoin when it was 0.002, and it was like at 7 cents the other day.
Me and Turtle talked about this on the show
and
before.
He's got like a few grand.
So, you know, Barstool. The Barstool people, right? The Barstool president guy.
Yeah.
He's like all fucking pissed off. Turtle didn't even know who that guy was.
Wait, which one?
Dave Portnoy.
Okay. Who's the other dude?
Which other dude? Because
he's also in Prison Break.
I don't fucking know. Ben Askren has been getting behind it, and Ben Askren has to fight Jake Paul. What do you think about this? I haven't seen you in a while. I've asked everybody I know about this. Jake Paul wants to fight Conor McGregor. I think
Jake Paul could kick his ass.
Conor McGregor.
Absolutely.
Is this because of what you saw when he fought Dustin?
No.
This no?
This is what I saw the last time Jake Paul got in the ring.
And he fought a basketball player.
I mean, yeah.
Right? Nate Robinson was a basketball player.
Yeah,
he was like a retired shitty
Celtics
basketball player.
And some other team. He was their center or something like shit.
Did he go anywhere with them? Like, or did he just stop playing because
I
he wasn't
he was
that good?
The Cavs. I think he's got a ring with the Cavs. Hold on.
Yeah, can we look this up? Because like I want this to be really clear. I'm not against Jake Paul making money, but I'm against Jake Paul fighting somebody that could kill him. And
was it Nate Robinson?
I don't want you guys to think that Conor McGregor's show against Floyd Mayweather is like all that he has, or like him fighting Dustin means that he's washed up. Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, Nate Robinson was who he fought.
Oh no, he did play for
Do you know who Ben Askren is?
No.
Okay, Ben Askren was the guy who was knocked out by Jorge Masvidal with that flying knee for the fastest knockout in UFC history. But Ben Askren also... Yeah, you always hear them. I hear them in... I actually don't hear them in the thing, but you always pick them up on these. So Ben Askren fought for the one championship welterweight or middleweight division champion, and he was the champion. And then he was the champion in Bellator, too, if I'm not mistaken. So Ben Askren's not a joke. But what Jorge Masvidal was like masterful. Like I don't want to take that from him because I was arguing with Turtle about it because like that was like a one off. You got lucky. Okay, don't think that Ben doesn't know that that's coming in his next MMA fight. But he was retired from MMA.
I'm also shocked though that Conor was very humble at the end of that fight.
Khabib
whooped his ass.
Listen, you can get your ass whooped and still talk shit. I know plenty of people that got their ass whooped and
like,
still talk shit. Ben still talks shit afterwards.
Yeah, but like Connor usually would talk shit. But he was like, you know, it's because I haven't been training and I've been retired.
No,
blah, blah, blah,
what you have to understand is after Connor fought Khabib, and you know this too, he changed. He realized, like, it doesn't matter if I'm popular. It doesn't matter if I talk so much shit that everybody wants to see me in the ring because most of these people want to see me lose. And guess what? There are motherfuckers out there that can do it. So I better be nicer. He was humbled, like drastically, like a pipe to the fucking head. And honestly, he needed it because it made his image like
so much better.
So much better. I don't want to see him lose, but at the same time, Dustin is such a great guy and such a great fighter that I just needed Dustin to get
like,
his get back, baby.
It's like he dialed the shit talking back just enough
to make you like him.
To make you like him. You're not an arrogant prick. You're just confident.
You're just confident, and I gotta say, like, I believe you. I believed him.
Yeah.
I believed him when he was
because
like, I'm gonna,
like,
he said, I'm gonna beat Dustin faster than I beat him the first time. I'm gonna take him out in less than 60 seconds. Okay, I believed him. And then you wanna know what Dustin did? Dustin was like, oh, okay, kick, 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 kick. Oh, you can't stand on that leg no more. I got you. Now we're gonna box. Mm-hmm. And like, there's this thing. Boxers say MMA fighters can't box, but what you're not understanding is that they're not moving their head because they gotta move their fucking legs. They got to keep their hands going. They got to keep their ribs out of the way. They got to worry about a head kick. They're moving everything. Like, you had to see it. You had to see it. It was art. It was just, it was this perfect display of, like, Connor's going to try and get out of it, and Dustin's just going to lean with him. And when Connor would lean to his right, Dustin would be leaning to his left and just pop and just give him three. Not one, three. Connor throws one. He throws one, moves his body, throws another one. When Dustin opens up, He's like a whore in the middle of a fuck fest, bro. It's just everywhere. Everywhere. You can't stop him. And it's all punches. It's all punches and elbows. It's never anything else. It's just shot, 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 shot. And if you watch that fight, he does it. And all Connor has is this one right. And he's just like, mop. He throws it and it's so off. Dustin steps to his right and just looks at it and is like, oh, okay. Smash. And then Connor goes to step under on his left to try and get out of the way because he's pinched in the corner. And Dustin just throws a right hand and just meets him as Connor goes low and just seats him on his ass. And that's it. That's it. And Connor, when Connor's beat like that, that's the end of him. He fights for a legacy, but he's also looking for matches he knows how to win. And he didn't know how to beat Dustin. And as much as you can like Connor now, I've never not liked Dustin. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Dustin Poirier. He's the fucking man, and he's so nice. So, I don't even want to see them fight again. I want to see Connor fight Nate, and then I want to see Connor fight Masvidal.
I still think Jake Paul would kick his ass.
I don't think Jake Paul would. Jake Paul was talking all this shit. He's like, he's fighting a guy that's 155 pounds. Nate, you cut weight, man. You don't fight at 155 pounds. You cut weight the day before. Dustin walks around at 183 pounds. That's what he walks in the cage at. 183 pounds in the 155-pound division. I don't think that Jake wins. Jake's been boxing for 2 years. Yeah. Connor's been fighting his entire life. And
I think Jake can knock Mayweather out.
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up. I see exactly what you're doing now, you motherfucker. You want an argument? You think, Jake Paul can knock out Floyd Mayweather. Okay, here's the deal. Take the crack pipe, put it back in your mouth, and hit it one more time. And tell me that you think fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger can beat up fucking, I don't know, a robot. What? Like a real robot. I don't know where I'm going with it. This is how fucking far gone you have me. Floyd.
Terminated.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll come over to this table right now, bitch. There's not even a table. It's just a fat man in front of me.
Yes, I'm awake.
Are you gonna watch the UFC next weekend with me? Or are you gonna be like, I'm gonna go to sleep.
I gotta work on my house. I didn't pay somebody. I'll go to bed.
It's almost bedtime.
Oh God, I got
no. It's not really. No,
it's 7 o'clock.
Oh, I don't know.
7:01 on my watch, but that's probably
wrong. So who's gonna go to work tomorrow if there's like snow on the ground when we wake up? I know I'm not.
I'm gonna make you go to work tomorrow if there's snow.
Try him to work.
No,
no. I'm literally gonna. Snowed in
at a hotel. I don't care. I'll go to the Hilton.
Oh my God! Oh, you fucking both of you.
That's a good idea.
It's He's like, "What if should we get a blow up jacuzzi for the trailer?" And I was like, "No, you dumbass!" Like, what happens when it pops?
I want to do a lot of dumb stuff.
Can we just get it?
My Christian first.
Can we just get it fixed and then you buy me a PS5?
Wait.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Hot tub at Jeff's.
No, there's a pool.
I thought you had a hot tub. No, never mind.
We do have to do the vinyl flooring together.
Yeah, and then we buy me a PS5.
Do the laminate flooring too.
Yeah, I don't know. Laminate seems. I can see myself getting laminate stuck all over my body.
No.
I'm gonna fuck it up real good if we do laminate. I think there's.
He's confused.
I think there's.
You get the slats, the wooden slats, and they slide together.
Yeah.
And it's like hardwood floor, but fake.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
That's laminate flooring.
Yeah, we're doing that.
It's pergo, but okay, guys.
Yeah, it's
it's like you're both fucking wrong, you retards. But I've just let you guys say whatever you want.
It's my pergo feelings.
Yo, you want to know what I think about your feelings?
Ouch. Ow, why? I bruised like a peach. Ow, no, why?
Why do you sound like Chris Griffin?
Fascist?
He does. All you have to do is pinch him. Like, you don't even need to hit him. You just pinch
him. No, why? Yo, stop doing that.
When he lived with Jameson, right, in his house, I used to just walk in with an empty, like, empty Snapple bottles, and he would be laying on his bed, and Jameson would be on the couch, and I would just throw bottles at them. Like,
wait, Snapple bottles?
Plastic ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't throw the glass ones. The glass, that would be fucked up. That would be really fucked up. And he hated it. He hated me so much then. And he's living in my house now.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's like, yeah, it's funny. He's still planning on killing you.
mean, no, never,
other,
not once.
Oh yeah, we hated each other too. But like,
bitches.
Like I can't describe how badly I lived to just go to Crunchy's house. I used to make Jameson used to do the most fucked up shit to him. Jameson would take like newspaper and put it on his stove and light it on fire and leave.
Yeah, one time he pulled the state troopers on me for no reason.
He just left.
Yeah, he, then like, he came left.
To, he came to my
Why
house.
Would he do that?
He came to my Jameson walked in Crunchy's house and called the cops and left and came to my house.
Yeah, he did that. Such shit.
I was in my house laughing for 45 minutes because I didn't have a car at the time, so I couldn't go check. So I was stuck at my house like a mile away, just pissing my pants laughing, knowing that the cops are definitely there. And he didn't know what to do at all.
I had no idea. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Bro, he would like light, start a fire on the stove and just leave.
Yeah.
That's
he did so much fucked up shit to him. Oh my God. And I, like, oh. Oh, God damn, I hate that motherfucker so much.
I might drive up to the house tonight.
Why?
Much want to start moving then.
Yeah, go get snowed in at the house so I can clean.
Do you have anything there?
No, there's a Bluetooth speaker in my tools.
Is there electric?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take a TV and a PS4.
Okay, but like,
you have heat, right?
The whole place needs to be gutted.
That's fine.
Not the whole place.
You gotta get floors. A paint,
yeah.
An AC, clean all the windows, clean everything. Everything. Everything needs to be scrubbed in that entire place.
Does it look like an abandoned house?
Yes.
I wouldn't want to go there.
At night. No, it's a trailer park, and the lady next door has a mustache. The other one screams at him. It's too early for this shit! And then blast music.
My neighbor does that shit. I came home the other night, and he came home, and he, like, I'm not sure he, like, realizes that I can hear his bass vibrating in my bedroom when he pulls in. So he was coming home and the music was bumping and walking up the hill.
You need a paintball gun with marbles.
And I was like, yo, you got a sub in there? And he goes, it's a house sub. And I was like, damn, bro.
It's a house sub. Your ghetto is fucking your trailer, you white motherfucker. Mighty Whitey.
He
is mighty.
I was like, damn, bro, that shit bumps, man. I can feel it in the house. He goes, oh, my bad. I can turn it down.
He's
like, I don't care. I'm just saying, you know.
He's the epitome of Trump supporter.
I mean,
he has a Trump flag in his bedroom window, doesn't he?
No, he probably has a Confederate flag.
Yeah, same thing. They're different, but they're the same thing, pretty much. At the point. Listen to me. I love him. I love him. I love everybody's political opinion because they're so off from what we actually need. But a lot of people that have Trump flags, they also have Confederate flags.
I mean, I'm not racist, but I'm definitely a Trump fan.
I'm definitely a fan. I'm not saying I'm not a fan, but like I don't like his political opinions. I like that he makes me laugh. I'm a fan of the comedy. Do you know what I mean? I like the ha-ha.
Yeah, but like...
I like that he gave soldiers bullets. Oh, yeah. You want to know what, though? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Hard times make hard men.
I'm not about this whole vaccine shit either.
Hard times make hard men. That's all I care about. That's the only part of the saying that I care about. Let's go. Let's get it.
Yeah, but like,
you ready to get calluses on your hand, buddy?
But I don't want to go like half send. Like, if
full send.
If the United States is going to delve into chaos and bullshit,
full send. Let's go. Let's become Brazil.
I don't want to have to worry about paying my bills and going to work. I just want to worry about shooting the next one. I mean, surviving.
I want to worry about hunting. That's
I want no responsibilities, but to, you know, survive.
No responsibilities.
But to survive.
Yes.
If we're gonna go into chaos, complete chaos, like.
Oh my God, do I want to go to commercial and just come back for more? That's what that means. That's what that means because that I have a shitty computer. That is everybody. You all get this because nobody has donated their old ass Apple computer to me, and I don't have an old ass Apple computer. Buy me a computer. Fuck a PS5.
You should have just bought this bitch a computer. She was selling fucking Apple. Like,
who? Like, how much?
$1,400.
Yeah.
New.
Okay. Smoke around.
Nah, it was brand new.
I don't want a brand new. I want a couple years old. But
probably get a hold of
on
it.
That note, he wants chaos. Crunchy went quiet.
Nah, I did.
I told you guys I would do two today. So fuck you. I did two. Good night.
Yay.